USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Government officials in Washington, by failing to agree, appear to be on track to triggering a government shutdown at the end of Saturday. Congress is not expected to pass the 12 appropriations bills that fund the government operations before the deadline. If Congress enacts some but not all of the 12 appropriations bills, only agencies without appropriations will have to shut down. During shutdowns, many federal employees are told not to report to work, but under a 2019 law, they get paid retroactively when the shutdown ends. Saudi Arabia and Russia have taken in boatloads of money. In fact, it's being measured in the billions of dollars in extra oil revenues in recent months, despite pumping fewer barrels of oil. Their production cuts sent crude prices soaring. Crude oil is nearing the $100 a barrel mark, and why you're seeing gas prices like they are right now. America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve stock is currently at 351 million barrels out of 714 million barrels when completely full. And when full, that amount is guesstimated to last 5 years for the American consumers. The Senate passed a resolution yesterday making business attire a requirement on the Senate floor. The move comes after backlash to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a Democrat from New York. His directive to scrap the chamber's informal dress code was set to appease Senator John Fetterman, Democrat from Pennsylvania, and his unconventional attire. The bipartisan resolution requires that business attire be worn on the floor of the Senate. A New York City college professor who put a machete to a reporter's throat and threatened to kill him in May was fired from Hunter College. 45-year-old Shalene Rodriguez has landed another teaching gig, this time at the Cooper Union School of Art in Manhattan. USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GEAR for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GEAR for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GEAR.
The House Ways and Means Committee yesterday revealed a document that showed Leslie Wolf, the assistant U.S. attorney for Delaware, blocked investigators from pursuing evidence relating to President Joe Biden as part of an investigation into violations of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. More influence peddling evidence by President Biden was released in the same press conference. Representative Jason Smith, the Republican from Missouri and chair of the Ways and Means Committee, yesterday.
These documents also underline how Hunter Biden's role extended far beyond his father and includes numerous other meetings between Hunter Biden and senior U.S. government officials, including now Secretary of State Antony Blinken. The evidence today shows the complexity and scale of the Biden family influence peddling scheme. Millions of dollars were flowing through subsidiaries and LLCs to avoid taxes and shield visibility into how the money from foreign sources went to different entities and Biden family members.
The basis for an impeachment inquiry of President Joseph R. Biden Jr. will take place today at 10 a.m. Eastern at the Rayburn House Office Building. The Culinary Union in Las Vegas, with over 50,000 service industry workers, voted to authorize a strike that could impact 22 casino resorts. Pay is the big issue. Lance Pry, USA News.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.